not in Christ, who is not a Christian. But you can say tonight, I want you to say this with me. I have become the righteousness of God in Christ. Okay? I have become the righteousness of God in Christ. Let's say it again. That's hard to believe in it. You look at your life, and right now the devil's getting you pictures of screaming at the kids and that sort of stuff. And you're thinking, oh, no. Listen. You see, it's a fundamental law of psychology that we act according as what we think we are. And if you're a dirty, rotten sinner saved by grace, you're going to act like a dirty, rotten sinner saved by grace. If you see yourself as the righteousness, and I want to tell you something, righteousness is not a robe we put on over our dirty old self. Righteousness is a nature that God gives us. I am righteous! Now! Let's say that together. I am righteous now. I am righteous now. I'm as righteous as Jesus Christ is righteous now. Go on. I am as righteous as Jesus Christ is righteous now. Okay? Now let's turn to 1 John. Chapter 3. Now, let's start in verse 1. See what greater love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And then just in case, it's just a name we got, he says, and such we are. I'm not just called a child of God, I am a child of God. It's one thing to be called something, it's another thing to be that something, isn't it? Eh? Okay, let's say it. Because, now what? We're going to confess the word. Remember I told you yesterday the Mississippi was low? Why, I believe Cecil's word. Didn't have any trouble repeating it. Listen, we're in the word of God right now. We're in the word of God right now. Listen. Let's say it. I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Okay, let's say this. I can never be any more of a child of God than I am right now. Okay, let's say it like this. I can never be any more of a child of God than I am right now, even if I pass to the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. What you're laughing at, it's true.
It's true.
Okay, let's say it like that, because I want you to believe it. You just think that if you were a little more a child of God, he'd put you in a bigger church. That's a lie. People always asking me, how big is your church? I say, where you want to measure, around the stomach or the head or the heart? Okay, let me see if I can get that one again. I can never be any more of a child of God than I am right now, even if I pass the First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas. Okay, think you can handle that one? Okay, let's go. I can never be any more a child of God than I am right now, even if I pass to the First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
Okay, let's go on. Now, verse 2, beloved, and it just repeats it, now we are the children of God. We're the children of God right now. Well, you know, God says he doesn't have any favorites.